Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkTots podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkTots podcast. I hope everyone has been doing well. And yeah, for today, I'm going to talk about something that is definitely not new. which is about comfort zone. Alright, so everyone feels safe within their comfort zone. It is a normal and natural thing. While it's not always bad to stay in our comfort zone, it might be great if we could step out of it once in a while. Before we go into the why, let's first talk about the good sides of staying in our comfort zone. First thing first, when you're so familiar with something, you do it repeatedly over and over again, you're very likely to master it very, very well and could possibly produce something that is nearly perfect. And you might possibly be the person that knows your area of expertise the best, as you could always draw on your past experiences and possibly do it better every single time. And it follows by making you feel very confident, because every time when you do something, you're very likely to succeed since it's something that you're particularly familiar with. I bet most of us have the experiences of feeling so anxious when we need to do something, right? And since you're so familiar with whatever that you're doing, you could do it very well and very confidently. There are chances that it might draw less of your mental energy since you could complete the task quickly and easily. Hence, combining this pros of staying in our comfort zone, it makes us feel safe, don't we? And some people who particularly don't like changes in their lives prefer to stay in their comfort zones all the time. Right, and very often, these people couldn't deal with changes in life easily. However, the reality is, there's always changes in our life, which is unavoidable, and very likely that we couldn't even predict when it's coming too. Though there are people out there who are always seeking out of their comfort zones experiences, it's never an easy thing to do. I guess one of the reasons that people do like stepping out of their comfort zones is that you never know what future holds for you. You could always try something new to understand yourself better, or even just to experience something new to make your life a little exciting once in a while. Now, why do we need to step out of our comfort zone then? Most importantly, if we always try to avoid stepping out of our comfort zone, we definitely will lose lots of opportunities for growth as a person. There is a saying, you can't make progress by keeping still. Similarly, you will not develop new skills if you keep yourself in your comfort zone all the time. And it might be great to visualize it this way. While you're expanding your comfort zone, every time you step out of it, when you challenge yourself in doing something new, yes, the beginning is very scary. You might feel lots of anxieties, but you might possibly gain lots of confidence after a few tries when you succeed in doing something. And slowly, this could motivate you to take more positive risks in improving yourself and grow as a person, which at the end of the day is quite an amazing experience, I believe. And as I said earlier, if you rarely try stepping out of your comfort zone, it is very likely that you find adapting to new things, new environment, or new people very challenging. However, it is quite normal that at certain point in our lives, we need this kind of stretch towards our adaptability to help us navigate better in this world. Interestingly, you might even find out that you could actually do certain things, certain interesting skills that you've never thought of before. It excites your life and motivates you into doing more stuff. For me, stepping out of my comfort zone has never been easy, but I'll love to step out of it once in a while. For instance, I'm really afraid of heights. Even one level height is still very terrifying for me until today. But slowly, as I challenge myself a bit by doing bouldering, though it is still scary for me to have the thoughts that I'm gonna fall, at least now I could let go of my hands and drop myself if I needed to. I still remember the first few times where I don't have a choice other than letting myself to drop. I hold on to the holds for so long until my body couldn't stand it anymore. Though I can't say I'm no longer afraid of doing so, but I've definitely gained a bit more confidence in knowing that I wouldn't get hurt. It's just the thoughts that I'm going to fall that are very scary. Yeah. Also, living and working in the UK now, people here have different backgrounds and cultural practices as compared to me. I remembered I was quite afraid of having random chats with the patients that I'm working with at the very beginning of my work, because I knew nothing about what they are talking about. They're talking about all those like childhood stuff and how they usually grow up and what they're watching and stuff like this, but I have no context at all. So I guess that's also part of the reason that they feel more comfortable talking to the other colleagues that are British, as in they grew up here, they know better about all this compared to me. Yeah. However, I know that I wouldn't want to be like this forever. So I did try motivating and cheering myself up along the way. And now, you guess what? I could just randomly talk about random stuff with them, even if I have no context at all. I'm not afraid of appearing weird or out of context anymore. I could just ask them back and let them know that I've no idea what it is and please tell me about it. I'd love to know. Yeah. There's actually no wrong in admitting that you don't know something. It is just our ego that is holding us back, that kept telling you that you might appear stupid if you don't, but people probably don't even care that much about it other than you. Also, now that I'm working on a ward, sometimes there might be phone calls throughout the day from parents or other service providers that call to check on the patient's conditions or to arrange something else like an appointment or stuff like this. At the very beginning of it, I was quite nervous whenever I need to handle calls. I don't particularly know why, actually. Yeah, but now I'm a lot more confident in just picking up the call. And if I really don't know about something, it is always alright to just ask the person to, you know, wait, put them on hold, and check with the nurse in charge or pass the call to someone else that would probably know what to do about it. And it's not always that I don't know what to say. Yeah, sometimes I can just handle it on my own without asking anyone's help. It then reminds me of my previous experience where I was helping out at my dad's company after graduating from high school and while waiting to start university. Whenever there are phone calls coming through, I'll try my very best to avoid it. Yes, avoid it. And it's funny, I mean, yeah, my mom did tease me about it, but yeah, it's funny that after 2 years, when I was doing my internship at the company for a marketing department, the company's receptionist resigned and there were no one to handle reception for at least a few months' time. They are still looking for a new receptionist that time. Ended up, the company decided that they'll make the few of the marketing interns to take turns handling the reception. And guess what? That means I have to handle calls. Yeah. I was kind of nervous at the beginning, but slowly after I gave it a few try, it was actually all right. It is just that I always think in my mind too much that it looks so scary. I guess at the end of the day, we need to accept that no one is perfect. And so do we. We need to give ourselves the space to really do something, try something hands-on. And it is fine if you fail for the first few attempts. You're definitely going to improve over the next few tries. Trust me, you will. Well, let's all try to step out of our comfort zone slowly and challenge ourselves realistically, a bit by a bit. You'll be amazed how much you could actually achieve at the end of the day. Yeah, I guess that's it from me today. Hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and feel free to share with me whatever thoughts that you have about comfort zone in the comment section down below. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys too. So I guess that's it, and I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you are not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.